Okay, here we go. Five ideas, week number 13 on Shabbos Kodesh. We're going to be discussing the first Shiva Brach Tzvi, Berif Kabbali, Pesach Shal Yisrael, Shemot Tzvi, Shemol Yitzchak Halevi, Ben Beil, Pesach Shal Chal Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Ramban. The Ramban asks, what's the connection between Shabbos and Mitzrayim? You know, constantly on Shabbos, Zeichel Yisrael Mitzrayim, Zeichel Yisrael Mitzrayim. How is Shabbos connected to Yisrael Mitzrayim? Especially the six Parshas, Parshas Shmos, as we start our story again in Mitzrayim. So we know the Ramban says that Shabbos is a testimony that Hashem created the world. If you look at the Ramban and the Aseres HaDibros, if you look in Parshas Va'aschanan, he says the part of realizing that at the end of the day, Shabbos is to be able to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. You see, it's Mitzrayim's main goal was to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, controls nature. Right? If you look in the Ramban, the end of Parshas Bo, to realize that everything, even nature, is a miracle. So at the end of the day, Shabbos is the same thing with what Yitzias Mitzrayim is. Shabbos is the testimony that Hashem creates the world, that He runs the world. Yitzias Mitzrayim shows that Hashem doesn't only control the miracles, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the natural and the unnatural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. Shabbos, we remind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlling the world. Yitzias Mitzrayim, we remember that Rabbeinu Hashem controls the world. Beautiful idea from the Ramban. Second idea comes up from the Brain of Bechaya, Parshas Yisrael. Brain of Bechaya talks about how special it is when women light the candles, how they should do it. Says the Rebbein Bechaya, the mitzvah of lighting the Shabbos lights are so special in Shemayim. A mother who lights the candles in a simchatic way, in an emotional way, in a joyful frame of mind, receives the power to her prayers answered, and Hashem will grant her children who sparkle with the light of Torah. Meaning, the Rebbein Bechaya is saying, when you light candles, when women have the light, have the ability to be able to light candles, not such a, you should not be mekayim a mitzvah. It's got to be done with emotion, with feeling, with tremendous, tremendous inspiration, and a person has to be able to get to that place where they're realizing that they're davening for their kids, they're davening for Klal Yisrael, davening for the world at large. A beautiful idea from the Bein Bechaya. Moving on to idea number three from the Bnei Yisoschar, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, Yudchas Tevis. Bnei Yisoschar writes in a sefer called Agra Dekala on the Torah, he writes in Parshas Vayakal how important it is for on Shabbos everyone should be in a good mood. The Zohar says, you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. You're not allowed to kindle fire on Shabbos. Says the Zohar, means you should be careful not to become angry on Shabbos. Says the Bnei Yisoschar, a person should be very careful to always be in a very good mood on Shabbos, grateful to Hashem for granting us the gift of Shabbos. One should not display any anger, not even the people who deserve it for desecrating the Shabbos. Under no circumstances should one berate anyone on Shabbos. Usually I know, growing up, I remember when was the most time people, you know, got into fights on Shabbos? The Yitzhar knows how special Shabbos is. So especially Erev Shabbos, he tries to get us in a bad mood, into fighting this and that. Especially on Shabbos, he tries to get us in a bad mood. We have to make sure to be so special, so careful with our midos, so special with our words, to make sure we're always careful that we're in good moods and good words come out of our mouths on Erev Shabbos, and especially on Shabbos. So Saval Reish, a beautiful idea of the Bnei Yisoschar is the Shemesh of tremendous Leah should be made for us and for Klal Yisrael. Moving on to idea number four, coming to us from the Yaros Tavash, Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. So Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, it's a beautiful idea what Shabbos got, how Shabbos helps us in Golos. Says the Yaros Tavash, this is explained in English. Rav Yonasan Eibshitz, the Shabbos protects us in Golos because on Shabbos the Shechina is extra with us. Wherever Jews observe Shabbos, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is present. Therefore, on Shabbos, you should think of yourself as standing in the Beis HaMikdash. You should be careful about what you're saying and act with reverence and awe. So maybe this can connect very much to Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar said we have to be very careful to make sure that we're in good moods and positive words come out of our mouths. How do you do that? Says the Yaros Tavash very simply. To remember that Shabbos you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe throughout the whole week you were in Golus. Throughout the whole week you're in exile. Shabbos you come to Yerushalayim. Shabbos come to the Beis HaMikdash. You act much differently when you're at the Kotel. So just picture yourself, make sure Shabbos is the holiest time of the week. Make sure you're at the holiest place in the world. Picture yourself in the Beis HaMikdash, picture yourself in Yerushalayim, and then you'll come to a place where only positive things come out of your mouth and you only have positive thoughts. It's a beautiful idea of Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. Moving on to the fifth idea, come to us from the vision of Tzurebi. This is a story. Someone once came to the vision of Tzurebi and said the following. Chassid came to the vision of Tzurebi complaining bitterly about his difficulties raising his children, and his children were very hard, and they got astray, they got off the derech. The Rebbe asked him a very peculiar question. Are you careful about cutting your nails every Erev Shabbos? Said the Chassid, I cut my nails when they are too long, but I don't cut them every Erev Shabbos. Says the Rebbe, the vision of the Rebbe, if you undertake the minhag to cut your nails from now on every Erev Shabbos, you will be blessed with firm children, your children will be good. And so it was. This Chassid took upon himself the mitzvah of cutting one's nails every Erev Shabbos, and his children were back on the daf, and everything was good. Obviously, it's brought down very Kabbalistically that nails on Shabbos, that nails have a certain impurity, and when a person cuts them, it's to throw them out. But at the end of the day, to be able to show respect and show love for Shabbos by cutting your nails, even if they don't have to be cut, it shows a tremendous devotion to Shabbos. Let's just review these five ideas. The Ramban says, what's the connection of Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim? Zeichus Yetzias Mitzrayim, say, because Shabbos, we are reminded that Hashem created the world. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls and creates the world, the natural and unnatural. Rabbeinu Bechai says, when you light the candles, make sure it's got to be done with emotion, with simcha, with emotion. And your mom is down for your children, you're down for Klai, so down for the world. The third idea of the Agra Tekal, the B'nai Sosar, a person should be very careful and Shabbos to be very happy. He quotes the Zohar, Lo Svar Ish, Kol Mashvosam, should not be careful not to create anger in your house, anger in your dwelling. Make sure to be in a positive mood. How do you do that? Says the Yonos and Abshas, the fourth idea. Shabbos, you're mamish in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, you should view yourself as you're in the Beis HaMikdash of the week. And that, therefore, you'll never come to a place of negativity or anything that shouldn't come out of a Jew's mouth ever, but especially on Shabbos, you'll make sure to be always positive, because Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash of the week. The fifth and final idea of the vision, the Rebbe said, at the end of the day, you want to have good children, make sure to cut your nails on Erev Shabbos. Be zoche b'ezras Hashem to live and breathe and connect to these ideas of Shabbos Kodesh. Good Shabbos.